Markets absorb Gulf risk as private equity and auto sectors show strain. S&P futures open Monday at approximately 7,598, down roughly 22 points, about 0.3%, reflecting Gulf tension and broad geopolitical uncertainty rather than any specific domestic economic shock. The modest decline masks significant sector-level stress. Private equity is facing what analysts are calling a potential zombie wave. Q2 2026 was the worst quarter for U.S. private equity exits in 5 years. Firms that raised large funds a decade ago, expecting to sell holdings within 5 to 7 years through IPOs or corporate acquisitions, are now sitting on assets they cannot sell at target valuations. Large, established firms are capturing an outsized share of fundraising as institutional investors, pension funds, endowments, concentrate commitments with names they trust, leaving smaller and mid-market firms struggling to raise capital at all. The auto industry is being squeezed from two directions. Most major automakers continue to resist U.S. reshoring despite tariff pressure, with Toyota as the notable exception, having expanded manufacturing across plants in Texas, Kentucky, Alabama, Mississippi, and Indiana. Simultaneously, Honda, Nissan, and Toyota all posted steep China sales declines in the first half of 2026, as Chinese domestic electric vehicle brands have taken market share with faster product cycles. The Japanese manufacturers face both tariff headwinds in the United States and competitive erosion in China. Eric Trump's public promotion of Ethereum, while the Trump family holds a documented, significant cryptocurrency stake, presents layered conflicts of interest. Family financial interests align with rising crypto asset values. The administration holds regulatory power over crypto markets through the SEC and CFTC, and individual family members are publicly advocating for specific assets. Separately, nearly 10 million Americans aged 50 and older are carrying approximately $452 billion in education debt. New federal repayment rules that took effect July 1st are reshaping payment structures for a cohort for whom debt repayment competes directly with retirement savings. A financially precarious situation that receives far less attention than the younger graduate demographic.